The Bible tells us that Mary and Joseph made a journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, very close to the time that Jesus was supposed to be born. And it doesn't give us a whole lot of information in the Bible about that, but we like to sometimes think about, we friends of Jesus, like to imagine and remember what that would have been like, because it helps us to understand the great love that Mary and Joseph had for their baby and that the great love that Jesus has for us. So we can imagine that it probably took at least a week for them to make that walking journey all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem, even if they had a sturdy, energetic donkey for Mary to ride on, that every day from morning till night, they would have to walk along dusty roads to get all the way to Bethlehem. And we can imagine that that time of year, probably the weather was something like here. Some days it was rainy and cold, and other days the sun would shine. Even on the rainy days, Mary and Joseph would give thanks because they knew, even if they were cold and wet, that rain was important for the plants to grow and for the people and the animals to have water to drink. And sometimes as they journeyed along, they would stop and rest under a tree and eat winter figs. And when they stopped for those resting times, little birds would gather around, cheeping and peeping and pecking in the dirt. And Mary would say, "Oh, hello, friends. You're still journeying with us." Because these were the birds that had come with them all the way from Nazareth. She recognized them, the one that always hopped sideways, and then the one that had those unusual white markings, and of course the one that was brave enough to come and eat right out of her hand. She knew that they were the birds from home in Nazareth, and she explained to Joseph the birds were so excited about the birth of this baby that they wanted to come in order to be there when the baby was born in Bethlehem. They wanted to be the first to sing and to welcome baby Jesus into the world. At nighttime, every day when the sun would start to set, Joseph and Mary would say a prayer to God that God would help them to find a safe place to stay for the night. And so one night we imagine that they came to the home of a family who lived in a very simple hut and were eating barley soup and bread for dinner, but happily welcomed the two travelers into their hut to share their meal and spend the night on their floor. In the morning, Mary and Joseph noticed that all the children in the house had become quite fond of the little donkey. They were outside brushing his coat and giving him water and handfuls of juicy grass and even tying flowers and little berries into his mane. And they said to their parents, "We wish we had a donkey like this." And that gave Mary an idea. She said to the parents, "Let the children walk along with us for a little way this morning as we go on our journey, and that will give them a little more time to spend with this donkey that they seem to love so much." And so the parents agreed, and the children set off with Mary and Joseph, shouting and laughing and singing. And the littlest ones, like Angelina, would sit on the donkey in front of Mary and take turns riding along on the donkey. And the older ones, like Stephanie, would take turns holding the reins and leading the donkey along. And so in this way, they traveled until mid-morning when they stopped for a snack. And Mary explained, "Now, Joseph and I have to keep going to Bethlehem, and it's time for you to turn around and go back to your house and to your parents." And the children were sad having to say goodbye to these new friends and this wonderful donkey. Some of them even cried. But the oldest one said, "Please promise that you'll stop here again on your way home and bring the baby so that we get to meet and see this beautiful, wonderful child that's going to be born." And Mary and Joseph said, "We'll come back here on our way back to Nazareth. We'll come and see you again." And so the children were finally able to say goodbye. But as long as Mary and Joseph could see them, they were walking backwards in the road and waving goodbye. Mary and Joseph turned toward Bethlehem with smiles on their faces, and they continued on their journey, knowing that they could trust God to bring them to a safe place each and every night. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Find somebody's hand to hold. Good. Gracious God, we thank you again for the miracle of Jesus' birth. We thank you that we get to know him and to love him. And we ask that your peace might come in new and special ways to this earth this Christmas. We pray these things full of love for the new baby. Amen.